friends. Welcome to Foggy Oak Fairy Tales, a stories podcast for all ages, where we tell farm stories from real-life happenings on Foggy Oak Farm, as well as fantasy tales to spark both learning and imagination. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, friends. This week, I'm continuing our goat theme with a farm story about our goat, Sunshine, and her determination to make my daughter, Kathy, into a goat rider. It's been a bit since we had a farm story here on Foggy Oak Fairy Tales. As many of you know, we have 7 goats here on the farm, 3 fainting goats and 4 Nubians, which are a large, long-eared breed, great for dairy production. In our case, the Nubians add to our lawn and brush mowing services, helping to keep the pasture clear of weeds and saplings and poison ivy and all those kinds of things. They are tamer and less dominant than our fainting goats who appear in other episodes of the podcast. The fainting goats rule the herd of goats and the flock of sheep on the farm, and are therefore not as interested in bonding with people. But one of our Nubian goats in particular has been especially dedicated to humans from the moment we got her. Her name is Sunshine, and she is entirely her own creature. Sunshine has a sleek black and brown coat with a big white spot on her side that looks like a sun, thus her name. She has long black ears and pale green eyes that are generally full of mischief and curiosity, if I'm being fair. If you're standing in the pasture and she wants your attention, she will start eating your shirt, or if you're sitting down, your hair. If you pull your hair or shirt back and chastise her with a firm "Sunshine," she looks at you angelically, as if completely unable to comprehend that she could ever do anything naughty. Of course, sometimes she might then go for your outstretched finger, all innocence until she gives you a little love nip. Sunshine loves being scratched behind the ears and getting pats on her side. She adores treats. And we were surprised to discover that she and several of the other goats very much enjoy a game of tag. Our daughters discovered this a while back when running around in the pasture with the goats. They were running here and running there and found that the goats would run along beside them. Then they would bolt ahead and jump up onto some object in the pasture, often a stump or a hay bale, and they would plant themselves there until one of the kids tagged them, at which point they would jump and run away again. One afternoon recently, I went out and found them all playing tag in the pasture. To me, it looked like one of the goats, who is named Twig, was actually running because she was scared and not because she was having fun. She was dashing around the barnyard, leaping over a series of stumps, and I asked the kids to stop chasing her to make sure she was okay. They stopped, but Twig continued to run around until she made a great leap onto a stump that's about 3 feet off the ground. "She's fine. She just wants us to chase her faster," Kathy explained. I was skeptical, but at that point, Twig gave a loud "Mah!" from her perch on the stump and jumped down, bounding up to the kids and then bolting away. It was clearly true. Twig wanted to be chased. Now, Sunshine is often the instigator of these games of chase, and she really loves beating the other goats and our kids to various destinations around the pasture. This is fun for all of them, and pretty fun to watch. But over the past few months, we discovered that Sunshine was harboring a bigger dream than any of us had yet realized. It turns out that Sunshine wanted to train our children to be goat riders. And specifically, she wanted to be the goat that they would ride. We have never had a goat that wanted to be ridden before. Chase and tag and King of the Hill? Certainly. Sometimes hide and go seek even. But riding? Never. We started to notice, however, that when Kathy was in the pasture with the goats, Sunshine would sneak up behind her and run in between her legs. We all thought it was weird, but Sunshine is kind of weird, so we didn't think about it much more than that. Then she started standing in between Kathy's legs, not running through, not moving, just standing there. After several rounds of this, Kathy jokingly asked Sunshine if she wanted to be ridden, and she sat down a little bit onto Sunshine's back, and Sunshine took off like a rocket. Kathy's feet had still been touching the ground because she was only resting a little weight on Sunshine, so the goat carried herself away without bringing Kathy in tow. We all laughed and figured Sunshine had learned her lesson about resting in between people's legs. Not so, dear listener. Rather, it appears that Sunshine had confirmed it was possible to gull someone into sitting down if she waited in between their legs for long enough. Sunshine tried again and again. And finally, one day, Kathy got a good hold around Sunshine's neck and sat down. Again, Sunshine took off like a rocket, bumping and thumping her way down one of the pasture paths in a blur of excitement and delight. Sunshine! Kathy hollered as Sunshine's cavorting gallop took them far across the pasture. None of us knew what Sunshine had in mind, but it became clear when Sunshine stopped abruptly at one of her favorite stumps. She stood there calmly, bending her neck around to begin nibbling on Kathy's pant leg. Getting the message that the ride was over, Kathy planted her feet and swung her left leg over Sunshine's back to dismount. We were all a little breathless in surprise, especially Kathy, but Sunshine had no time for our reactions. She bounced away like a ping pong ball, jumping and kicking merrily as she tried to entice Kathy to chase her. Kathy did so gladly, following Sunshine with a whoop of glee and a stampede of the other three Nubian goats who had been waiting, perplexed by Sunshine's wild ride. They definitely wanted in on this game, which they recognized. And that's roughly how it's been for the past couple of months. When Sunshine sees Kathy coming, she looks for opportunities to run between Kathy's legs and carry her away. To be fair, Kathy now looks for those opportunities too. And Sunshine's sister Twig has been watching, perhaps a little too closely. She has started going between legs now and has offered Kathy a couple of dizzying rides on her own back. Twig is still learning to calibrate her pace, we think. We're not quite ready for Rory to become a full goat rider. She is still a little young, and Sunshine and Twig can be a little careless with speed and vigor during these bursts of equestrian enthusiasm. But it appears we're headed for having two goats on the farm who lure humans onto their backs, and two kids who are perfectly willing to be lured. In the meantime, Rory is taking goat riding lessons from Kathy, who shows her how to get on and hold on as Sunshine trots along, or sometimes bolts. It's good to take lessons instead of trying to start by riding a galloping goat. I'll be honest, this is definitely not what we expected when we added these Nubian goats to our farm a couple of years ago. I grew up with Katahdin sheep, which are the kind of sheep we have here today, and I never had goats until we got Foggy Oak Farm. Having known hundreds of Katahdins, my assessment is they are uniformly uninterested in giving rides and are generally sweet, placid creatures who don't have 1/100th of the sneaky playfulness of goats. Thus, I had no frame of reference to expect that more than one of our goats would get the proverbial bit for being ridden between their teeth. And I almost fear what else could be lurking in those devious little brains of theirs. We've had goats on cars, goats trying to jump into other people's cars, goats escaping through the fences and walking down to Subway, goats figuring out how to jump over barn gates, goats eating all the bark off our apple trees, goats getting their heads stuck in the same spot of a fence every day for a month, goats who wrapped their horns in climbing rope, and on and on and on, but never goats that wanted to give piggyback rides. And I wouldn't recommend this to anyone else. Definitely not something to try at home. We have a unique situation with goats that are trying to give rides and kids the right size to safely take them. It's new. Still, I can't dispute that it is quite a lot of fun. As long as the human kids don't let the goats run them into any stumps or gates or barn walls, and as long as the human kids are small enough to ride without spraining any goat backs, it appears that we can add goat rides to the things that happen for a couple of the humans here at Foggy Oak Farm. Thanks for listening. The end. Remember, you're part of the story too. What did you think of this story? What did you imagine when you were listening? We'd love to hear your part of the story. If you and your grown-up want, you can share your thoughts or a picture you drew with our Foggy Oak podcast family. You might find it easiest to share with us on Facebook at Foggy Oak Farm, but we have lots of options on our website, foggyoakfairytales.com. You can also check out pictures from the farm and learn more about us. Thanks for being part of the story, and I hope you'll join us next week.